Great. My goodness, here we go, huh?
Well, our caller has, I mean, our guest has not called in yet. I just spoke to him earlier, so I know that here he is. So let me get Nick. It's Nick Begich, and let me put him on the line with us.
Okay.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. How is everyone this morning?
Oh, fine. It's much earlier where you're at than where we're at.
Yeah, it's a little after 10 in the morning here.
Well, we've had you on our show before, and you're one of our favorite guests, we have to say that. And Nick has been an author and a citizen of Alaska, and he's actually involved with earth changes, the Arctic and Antarctic regions of the world are being profoundly affected by these earth changes, and you're right there. So you're seeing them right in front of your eyes.
Absolutely. In fact, I've been here since before statehood, and you know, Alaska in the last 50 years has really changed dramatically. I mean, even you know, just right in my own backyard, literally, we grow apple trees here where when I was a kid it was impossible. They wouldn't grow. I mean, you couldn't get anything out of them. And today they do, and it's been a gradual shift that has been noted not just by Western eyes, but by Native Americans throughout the state that historically have very, very long traditional memory passed down about what climate has done. And what is happening here right now is unprecedented on both extremes. I mean, this last summer, as an example, we had the coldest summer on record for Anchorage, for our area, whereas in other parts of the state, they're having, you know, in the northern region, people read the national press reports of the Arctic Ocean staying unfrozen for a huge amount of time compared to the past. And what is happening is the climate change issue, obviously, and you know, when you aggregate it all, it's warming, but it's causing other changes in terms of jet streams and the way in which currents flow, and that is having a profound effect both in terms of warming and cooling. This summer was the first time in almost 40 years where glaciers in Alaska actually gained a little net mass. In other words, they added more snow than that was melted off during the summer, and that was just sort of an anomaly in this general trend toward global warming.
I know. Changes upcoming that are more in that direction or to a lesser degree?
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more, quite frankly. I think the changes are permanent. They're based on a lot of factors, and there's, you know, certainly there's a lot of public debate still about whether it's, you know, man doing all of this or whether nature is doing a big piece of it. And, you know, my judgment is it's a combination of factors. And right now, man is accelerating or exacerbating an already bad situation that nature has delivered in a couple of ways. For instance, man contributes in terms of greenhouse gases only about 1%. The rest is contributed by nature. And this is important to note. Volcanic eruptions, this kind of discharge creates huge amount of particulates and other what we would call pollutants into our environment. And here in Alaska, as an example, the Aleutian Chain is a 2,000-mile-long chain of volcanoes. Right now, there's three of them that have been smoldering for months, in some cases years, on and off. And most folks don't even realize that these are going off because they're so remote from population centers that, you know, you might